even on this retreat, it's been like this. I mean, I was, the first week, I was so happy, so absorbed in the sutra. Lovely group, lovely people on the retreat. You know, the days getting longer, and, you know, lovely pujas, and, you know, I was, you know, right there with it. And about midway through that first week, Samudradharka, who's my secretary, he was away, and there's some letters came, and I thought, oh, I'll just sort of open them and see, you know, if there's anything might be urgent. And in fact, there was an urgent letter. There was a friend of mine, somebody that I'd ordained, actually, who was in real difficulty, in real, real difficulties. And, well, immediately I had to act, you know, I sent him an email, and you know, thereafter, every so often I'd check my email. I hadn't switched my computer on the whole, up until then, I was checking to see if anything had come in. And what happened was, I just started to get caught up in things. So I checked my email, and of course, I downloaded some other emails. So better look at those, smudge darks away, and yeah, I'll answer that. And more came in. And after a while, I suddenly realised, God, I'm really getting caught up here. And I started to feel extremely weird by the end of the first week. And in the kind of, the work day, I felt really peculiar, really, you know, not feeling very good at all. I mean, it was, yes, it was quite a strange sort of state. Felt very, very uncomfortable and a bit sort of thrown around. And sort of feeling as though I kind of, you know, letting down the sutra. And I thought it was interesting. In the sutra itself, there was a phrase I came across, which I'm really taken with. The Buddha speaks of a bodhisattva fallen among things. Banti notes it's rather reminiscent of fallen among thieves from the Bible, the story of the Good Samaritan. I've fallen on things. Actually, I've never left them. I've always been in things. But it was as if the Diamond Sutra, I was being sort of, if you like, released from an involvement, a certain kind of involvement in things. And then I was down in it again. I was dealing with things I didn't need to deal with. I found this very interesting because my response to my friend was very important. It needed to be done, to reach out, to put out a hand. And actually, I have been able to help him in his difficulties, and you know, things have sort of moved on. But I got caught up with other things. So this is humiliating, very humiliating, very painful for me. And it cleared in the puja on Monday evening, doing the mantra and doing the puja. It was like I got into this quite strange space. And then just doing the puja, doing the mantra, it seemed to kind of clear, as if there'd been a kind of purification.